Conversation 4, checking into a hotel, part 3. Now listen to the conversation again. Pay close attention because you'll be asked the following questions about it after you listen. When Lars arrives at the hotel, what's the first thing he says after hello? What does the receptionist give to Lars?
God middag.
Hej, jag har bokat ett rum.
Vad heter du?
Lars Ekström.
Förlåt?
Lars Ekström.
Ett rum för en person för 6 nätter?
Ja, just det.
Rum nummer 9. Varsågod, här är nyckeln.
Tack så mycket.
That wasn't too hard. I hope you're ready to answer the questions. Here's question 1. When Lars arrives at the hotel, what does he say after he greets the person? Did you say he told the person he had booked a room? Yes, that's right. He says, I have booked a room. Listen and repeat.
Hej, jag har bokat ett rum. Hej, jag har bokat ett rum.
Now, let's practice that phrase in a conversation. The hotel receptionist says good afternoon. Respond as if you are Lars and say, hello, I have booked a room.
God middag.
How did you do? Your answer should have sounded like this.
Hej, jag har bokat ett rum.
Excellent. Now, do you remember Lars's room number? Let's practice saying it. The hotel receptionist tells Lars the room number is 9. Listen and repeat.
Rum nummer 9. Rum nummer 9.
You're doing really well. Now for question 2. After Lars gets his room number, what does the receptionist give to him? If you said the key, you're right again. Fantastic. Did you get the pronunciation right? Good. Now let's practice confirming that somebody is right about something. Listen to the expression for yes, that's right, and repeat.
Ja, just det. Ja, just det.
Did you get it? Great job. Now listen to the hotel receptionist ask if a reservation is for one room and for one person for 6 nights. Reply as if you were Lars and say, yes, that's right. Ready?
Ett rum för en person för 6 nätter.
Good work. Okay then, if you feel ready, you can move on to part 4. Or if you want, you can listen again and practice some more.